On the show today, we have Co-op Financial Services' very own Ashley Town talking about the Cooper Fraud Analyzer for the Co-op Shared Branch Network. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Co-op Financial Services' very own Ashley Town. Ashley, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today, Mike?
Doing great, doing great. All things considered, as we all are. We're all in the same big boat here, so, but we're getting through it. We're getting through it all right. So
enjoying some good home time.
Getting a little, a lot of home time, actually. So, but that's a good thing. We got to do this, and we'll get past it, and we'll be better people for it, for sure. So, alrighty, hey, we're talking about Co-op's Cooper Fraud Analyzer, and I just found out that it's its first anniversary, because we did a story on it like right when it launched, I think around this time last year, so that was pretty exciting. So happy birthday.
Right? I know. It's really exciting for us. It was something that, you know, we've put a lot of time and effort into, and so we're really excited to celebrate the 1 year.
Right on. As well, you guys should be. It's doing some good work, for sure. And so we're talking about, obviously, Cooper, the fraud analyzer for Co-op's shared branch network, which is probably more important than ever, right, going through what we're going through right now. My gosh, the timing of this is unbelievable. But before we get into that, so give us a quick... Obviously, fraudsters are out there doing their thing, unfortunately, during these crazy times as well. Like, we need that. But so tell us, what are the crooks up to these? What are the cyber crooks up to these days? What are they doing right now?
You know, it's really interesting. From a card fraud traditional scheme, we're really not seeing much of a change. We're continuing to see fraudsters do their work day in and day out, specifically on your online activity. But what we are seeing is a huge increase in just member disputes that are coming in, because fraudsters are really targeting them directly to try and do different type of schemes. Mm-hmm. So because there's so much chaos and confusion, they're capitalizing on that. So there's lots of price gouging, members reporting disputes on that, lots of indirect messages from fraudsters directing members on, you know, this government stimulus checks. So asking them for credentials and information on that so that they can then perpetrate more fraud. And then just other types of schemes such as, you know, fake products, fake services used to combat COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so unfortunate that they're doing this type of stuff in such a desperate time for so many people right now. And it's just, I mean, typical. I mean, you can't, there's, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do, but it's folks like you out there that are helping combat that type of stuff. So kudos to you guys for stepping up and keeping them at bay the best we can, for sure. So good stuff. All right. Hey, so Co-op has made some significant investments in fraud detection, obviously, and prevention technology. So what can you tell us about Cooper Fraud Analyzer in particular? What is it, and how does it work for those who might be new to it?
Yep. So overall, Co-op's initiative with Cooper is to put an artificial intelligence platform together to help detect fraud. And Cooper Fraud Analyzer is our first iteration of that. And it's really a rules decision engine that's looking for patterns and abnormalities in member behavior to detect that fraud in the shared branch. So if we're seeing activity that's rising where a member doesn't typically live, with abnormal transaction amounts, it's things like that that we can start to detect now.
Right on. Very good stuff. And like we said at the top of the show, it's Cooper's first anniversary or first birthday, however you want to put it. So tell us something about how the system has performed since the initial rollout about this time last year.
Yeah, so overall, right now, we're securing 9.7 million accounts within the shared branch network. So since that effort and since our ability to put in some new rules, start some declines, start contacting our credit unions when abnormal activity takes place, we've been able to see a huge reduction in the fraud in this space.
Yay. We like the sound of that, for sure, for sure. And you guys have a great team of fraud analysts at Co-op, obviously. So tell us something about the combined work of Cooper and your staff, and what does the Co-op fraud team do to keep credit unions protected in this, and especially in these times we're going through right now?
Yeah, we have such a passionate group of fraud analysts on our team, and they are so focused on how they can best help the credit union, but also best serve our members. So one of the things that they're really focused on is working directly with the U.S. Secret Service as well as local authorities to notify them if we ever see any sort of incidents of fraud within shared branch.
Oh, wow. And
So what we've been able to do is actually see quite a few arrests come out of that. because we're able to work with them to identify all the potential perpetrators in these fraud rings.
Oh my gosh.
Proud of the team. They've done a great job in helping us curb this fraud.
Oh my gosh. Well, I had no idea. Oh my gosh. That's fantastic. So in addition to integrating Cooper into fraud strategies, what are some of the other ways credit unions can keep members safe, especially in what's going on right now with the virus and then the CARES Act as well?
You know, I think it really comes down to trying to avoid some of the confusion that's going on right now in the market. Because again, that's how fraudsters really capitalize on this chaos. So really trying to clarify what's fact versus fiction for members. So things about how they're going to start getting their government stimulus checks, what type of schemes are going on in the market. So it really comes back to member education, making sure that members know how they can best protect their accounts through text alerts, through card alert programs, things of that nature, mm-hmm. and then clarifying and sending them out notifications on what type of schemes are taking place and what to be on the lookout mm-hmm. for. The other thing I would really encourage is looking at your travel notifications. So we've had a lot of members that have submitted, travel itineraries. And now that a lot of those travel plans have now been canceled, making sure that you're also taking that into account in your systems so you don't have members in travel programs mm-hmm. that are not useful.
Yeah, right. And I was just thinking, wouldn't it be kind of fun to turn the tables on these fraudsters and fish them in that type of stuff, It's like,
yeah.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, how much fun would that be? All right. A little taste of their own medicine. Hey, lastly, on a personal note, tell us something about your career. How did you find your way into into fraud fighting full time? Sounds like you should be wearing a cape or something like that.
I got really fortunate. I just happened to land my first job out of college at a credit card processing company and happened to just work tickets that were coming in for fraud. And I was so fortunate to do that because it really does become a passion. And your career just kind of grows from there. I say this all the time. The most passionate people in the industry, I think, are fraud folks because mm-hmm. you have to have the passion to want to do this and day in and day out because it's never ending. It's always moving. And it's just really fun.
I like the last part. And it's really fun. I was thinking it's like, you're really affecting people's lives. I mean, you're improving. I mean, because the fraudsters can really destroy people's lives, obviously. But you guys are out there preventing that. So, the motivation day in and day out, it's got to be tremendous, right?
Yeah, especially in times right now. Mm-hmm. So I really have a focus on, I want to stop this fraud, but I also want to make it really easy for our members to transact. Yeah. So I don't want to impede on that. I need to have the right balance mm-hmm. in our fraud roles. And so it's those types of things where we really do make a huge impact to our members' lives.
Indeed. Well said. All right, Ashley, well, I'm going to let you get back at it because you have lots of important work to do. You're out there saving lives. So well done. So appreciate the time. Anything else to add to wrap up?
No, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll let you put back on your cape, all right, and go out and do some really good stuff. All right. Thanks, Ashley. Appreciate it. Well done.